Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. This is just a very short video. In this video, I just want to show you a couple of things, just to show you how weird and bizarre things are getting in America. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more that can be shown, but I just want to introduce you to some weird things. I've always wondered how it was that America and Britain and Europeans don't behave at a high level in the way that normal whites would. But the answer could actually lie in stuff like this, that Jews have got a mechanism for corrupting people in positions of power, and they can corrupt virtually anybody, and they do it through degenerate, weirdo, sexual related stuff. It's always around the topic of sex. They exploit sexual desires, sexual urges. They seek out degenerates and weirdos and all kinds of stuff, because sex is a powerful, natural impulse. But they may have reasons for wanting to draw people into degenerate things so that they can control them, so that those people cannot turn on them in public. That if those people turn on them in public, then those people will be destroyed. The same may be true for other types of corruption, but sex and deviant sex, and the weirder and creepier it is, seems to be a powerful tool. And then they also are bringing in things to start corrupting people, messing with people's heads, trying to convince people that boys are girls and girls are boys, and that male and female don't really exist, and all kinds of stuff. These people are playing games, but these games, despite being so weird, have a purpose. And that purpose is for power. It is a purpose for breaking society. There are many things that come out of this weirdness. And I think that one should take this stuff very seriously, and it's no laughing matter. The damage that ultimately comes from this is no joke. It's a topic I'll revisit later in more detail. But let's take a look at Sam Brinton, just as an opener into this utterly creepy, weirdo garbage. He's a sexual degenerate, a freak. Those photos in front of you show Sam Brinton. Brinton got into the Office of Nuclear Energy. He was the Deputy Assistant Secretary there. And if you look at him, he's in these photos. And he's a real sexual weirdo, and he behaves very strangely. And then there's this stuff about playing and pretending to be having sex with dogs. And you'll see his other male pals, who also seem to be a bunch of degenerates, and they pretend this stuff. But I find it hard to believe that they just pretend and play this. And I keep asking myself whether they don't actually really engage in some kind of animal sex behind the scenes when you're not looking. And even just this pretend stuff, look at it very closely and look at those weird costumes and things. And this whole thing is very creepy. Then in the bottom middle is Sam Brinton with the Jew on the left, the Jew Levine. That is a fat Jew slob of a man who's now actually an admiral, but actually pretends to be a female. All these weirdos, creeps, and degenerates have high-ranking positions in the US government. There's clearly a lot of creepy, weird Jew crap going on here. And rest assured, there's more to this than meets the eye. When there's all this weird behavior, there's always another reason, another more devious, dirty reason for doing these things. This is like the pedophilia that is so common in the British Parliament and British government and high levels in British society. There's a clear Jewish corruption, sexual deviant component. And all this weird pedophilia and creepy weird sex, this has got another purpose. And it may even tie back to things like snuff videos, the killing of children and filming it, the hunting down and killing of white children in Europe, taking white kids and putting them in dungeons and torturing them to death or torturing them and having sex with them. This Sam Brinton was recently fired, and in the bottom right of this picture, this is a headline. It says, "Police issued an arrest warrant for nuclear energy official Sam Brinton after an officer recognized them from news articles about a separate stolen luggage accusation." Sam Brinton was stealing women's luggage at airports. These creeps and weirdos have got other things going. If you look on the bottom left, you'll see Sam Brinton in a dress and sitting on a couch. And it turns out that this photo was taken at Playboy Playhouse in 2019. Now, Playboy magazine and all that Playboy stuff, that was done by Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner was grabbing white girls and then putting them in Playboy and getting them nude and all that, but he was also sleeping with them, etc. There was a bunch of stuff he was doing, and this was before the Jew Epstein, who had his creepy sex island where Donald Trump, Bill Gates, and a whole lot of other people, including the Jewish professor slash attorney Alan Dershowitz, went to. And there are lots of people, including people from the British royal family, who went to that weird island of the Jew billionaire pedophile Epstein. And it looks like they were maybe taping people, recording people for the Israeli Mossad. There's a bunch of stuff. There had to be tons and tons of dirty things going on behind the scenes. These Jews were using sex and playing at sex and corrupting people, and you have no idea all the things they could have gotten up to. And all that stuff that went on with that Jew Epstein, he's now dead apparently. But Ghislaine Maxwell, she got a jail sentence. However, she was supposed to bring out lots and lots of data, which never came out. But I have heard that there's a girl who's actually originally a South African girl, and she has got some dirt and some tapes, which she says she's saved away in secret places in Europe, and that this stuff is film footage that comes from Epstein's island. So this white South African girl might make some attempt to get some of that dirt out. But this stuff is clearly just the bare tip of the iceberg. It's not even 1% of the stuff that went on there. Everybody was there. All the rich were there. Trump was there. Gates was there. Alan Dershowitz, the law professor, continuously denies that he was there, but he was there, and there are women who claimed that he raped them, etc. There's a ton of dirty, dirty, a mountain of stuff that's hidden away. And every time you look into all this dirty, weird, creepy, satanic, degenerate, sexual weirdness, whether it's in America, whether it's in Britain, whether it's in Europe, it always leads back to Jews. Jews are always the prime movers in all kinds of weird, creepy, sexual, degenerate crap. And what is really freaky is how this stuff is even getting into high levels of government. These people clearly have high-level security clearances. There's all kinds of nonsense they must be getting up to. They should not even be allowed in government. And then you get this weirdo Jew sexual creep who pretends to be a woman who's now an admiral. And he must have access to lots of top secret stuff. And who are these people and how the hell did they get there? I want to tell you, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and it's amazing that these people are not removed from these positions of power. It is so dangerous. And Britain and the British government and parliament and stuff, that's just one sexual, weirdo, Jew, Rothschild, paedophilia setup, that thing. There must be so much weirdness, and I want to tell you that we are only seeing 1/10,000th or 100,000th of what is actually going on. We're just seeing tiny, tiny little pieces of what may be really going on. And the vast majority of it will never see the light of day. We've seen with that Jew billionaire paedophile Epstein that very little came out. The worst that came out was this Ghislaine Maxwell, who was his girlfriend, who was also recruiting women, and I'm sure that she knew tons more, and none of it has come out. She's doing some jail time, but I think that the main things have all been missed. We're missing the real stuff. More than a decade ago in America, a whole bunch of Jewish rabbis were also arrested, also for weird sexual stuff. But we're only seeing the tiny, tiny, itsy bitsy tip of the iceberg.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.